It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever sing that song with me? When I come in the door, do you sing, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood? I hope you do. I like being with you. Today, I have a book and a box. Can you guess what might be in this box? Well, it's a mouse. Not a live mouse, but a computer mouse. There it is. Have you ever seen a computer mouse? It's something that helps people work their computers. I don't know whether or not I've shown you my computer. It's in a little room over by the bathroom where I do my writing. I think I'll just take this mouse to its computer right now and show you. Come along. I'll be back later, Fish. Just hook up the mouse here. Ready? For the neighborhood site. Okay. And then we'll just move over and open the door. There's the room we were in. A picture of it anyway. This is the door I came in, and then I walked over to the closet, and there are the sweaters. See those sweaters hanging in there? Look at the trolley. And what do you suppose might be in this box? We'll click on it and see. Here's another box. Click on that. That's what was inside. And over here is the hi sign. Hi. Why don't we just go into the kitchen? And look here. The traffic light. And the fish. There, the fish look hungry, don't they? They just go up and down and up and down. Let's see what's in the refrigerator. There's milk and orange juice and cheese. Close the door of the refrigerator and look, there's the table with all kinds of craft things. Now let's take a look at the sink, the kitchen sink, and see what happens there. The water turns on. Now let's go back and use the trolley to get into the neighborhood of make-believe. The computer neighborhood of make-believe. There it is. And King Friday's bowing. Queen Sarah's waving. Prince Tuesday's waving. Henrietta's waving. What about X? There's X making his wings go. You know what I was thinking? Oh, look, here's a case. I wonder what's in there. It's a violin. Always something different around here. Let's go back to the kitchen. And I think I'd like to go to the real kitchen. You know, your own imagination is far more wonderful than any computer could ever be. You know why? You're a living human being. And a computer is just a machine. Human beings are far more wonderful than machines. Let's go set up our own neighborhood of make-believe model in the real kitchen and think about it. At first, I think we should feed the real fish. They looked hungry. Yeah. Good for you, fish. I like real fish much better than any computer fish. Now we'll set up this model of ours. I remember Bob Tro helping us to make these models. Just thinking, have you ever made your own model of neighborhood of make-believe? You could use little boxes or blocks of wood. Anything. The good thing about making your own is that everybody's can be different. Not like computers, where everything looks the same. Well, let's just pretend something with this neighborhood trolley as it goes through the tunnel in front of the castle to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, hello, trolley. Have you seen the Royal Mouse trolley? Well, we can't seem to find it. Yes, I've looked everywhere. Oh, well, thank you, trolley. If you do see him, tell him we're looking for him, will you? Yes, thank you. Will you please help us look for our mouse? Yes.
I thought I saw Queen Sarah. Was Queen Sarah just here? Was she looking for something?
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Have you found the royal mouse?
Has it been gone long?
Long enough for me to miss it.
Are you ready for our weekly meeting?
Only when I find the mouse.
All right, then. I guess I'd better help with that endeavor.
You may begin your search immediately. Thank you, Westwood Mayor Maggie.
Certainly, King Friday the 13th. I'm not sure what kind of mouse we're looking for. Maybe Henrietta Pussycat would know.
Meow, Mayor Maggie, meow.
Hello, Henrietta. How are you?
Meow, fine. Meow, you?
Well, I'm looking for the royal mouse.
Meow, Friday. Meow, meow, mouse.
Evidently, there's a castle mouse, and they can't find it.
Meow, kind is it?
I'm not sure, but I thought a pussycat might help me look for it.
Meow, try.
Thanks, Hen. You know, I was thinking something.
Meow, 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 thinking.
You are pretty, you are gray, you are beautifully dressed in lovely curl, finely furred, perfectly you are pretty, elegant you are gray.
Meow. Meow like meow too.
Good. Now let's look for the mouse.
Meow. Meow, mouse. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, little mouse, meow. Meow, meow.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it is a little tiny mouse. Oh, Mr. Aber.
Are you all right, Mayor Maggie?
I'm fine. You don't have a mouse in that box, do you?
A mouse? No, I don't have a mouse, but these just arrived at your office, and I thought you might like to have them.
Oh, thank you. These might come in very handy.
How do you mean?
I'm looking for the royal mouse. Maybe these clickers could help.
Royal mouse? I didn't know there was a mouse. A big mouse? A little mouse? A wooden mouse? A computer mouse?
Maybe that's it. If you'll continue the search here, I'll check on things back in Westwood.
I'll do my best.
Now let me know if you find the mouse.
I will. I'll click like this.
Good. And I'll do the same if I find it in Westwood.
Great. Royal mouse. Where are you?
Mouse. What's all the noise out here? Oh, it's you, Neighbor Aber.
Hi there. Sorry if I was bothering you, Lady Elaine.
I was in the R room with H.M.
Oh. H.M.?
Hula Mouse.
Hula Mouse?
That's what I call him.
Well, I'm trying to find the royal mouse.
Same thing, Toots.
You mean the royal mouse is in your museum go-round?
Yes, we're going to have a surprise party, so don't tell anybody.
But what shall I tell the king?
Tell him the hula mouse is safe. He's in my R room, and he can connect with him next time. See you, Toots.
What kind of surprise party are you? Now what do we do? I guess I'd better tell Mayor Maggie we found where the royal hula mouse is.
You clicked. Did you find the mouse?
I did. H.M. Hula Mouse inside.
What's going on?
Surprise.
How do you think the king will like that?
We'll soon find out.
Maggie and Associate Mayor Aber, I presume?
Correct, as usual, King Friday.
And your mouse report?
Well, the news of your royal mouse is
very good news, King Friday.
Oh, so you found our mouse?
Well, we found him, but we haven't seen him.
But we've heard that he's safe and fine. In good hands, so to speak.
What are those clickers you have there?
Oh, they're just ordinary clickers. Uh-huh. Here, want to try one?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Yes, thank you very much. Oh, yes, lovely.
Yes, it is.
A good deal
very
of
nice.
Clicking.
Good job.
Yes, Charlie, we're clicking.
Stalling and clicking.
What do you suppose the royal hula mouse looks like? What did Lady Elaine call it? H.M. Well, we'll think more about that neighborhood next time. Let's put our toys away. About your making up your own stories for your own make-believe. Do you realize that you're the only person in the whole world who has the exact thoughts that you have? Even if you had a twin brother or sister, that person's thoughts would be somewhat different from yours. You're the only one exactly like you in this whole world. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend, I like you. In the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. F-R-I-E-N-D. That spells friend. Can you say that? F-R-I-E-N-D. I just thought of something. Let's see if we can click on the museum go-around on the computer, and maybe it will go around. Come along. Now we need to go back here, find the trolley, click on that, go over here, and click on the museum go around. Nope, doesn't go around, but we can just pretend that it does. And we can do something else instead. Let's try something at the clock. Oh, look, that goes back and forth. Ah, there. Oh, look at Daniel playing peekaboo. And here, and over here. There you are, Daniel. I like that. Well, computers do nice things, but they don't do everything. Computers can't do everything, but our imaginations can. I think I hear a knock at the porch door. Let's go see. Yes, it is a knock. It's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Welcome, Mr. McFeely.
Here's the one about the mouse.
The computer mouse?
That's right. If you'd like to show it, I'll tell you about it.
Oh, good. Please, let's put it on picture-picture.
All righty.
My friend and I have just been thinking about things like this.
Well, I'll tell you all about it.
Good.
My friend fixes computers, and she's just finished fixing a mouse. Now she's going to put all the parts back together.
That looks like a little rubber ball.
Oh, it is. And that's the first thing she puts in place.
Now what?
Well, then she takes one of the rollers and carefully snaps it into place. Then she gets the second roller and does the same.
What are the rollers for?
When a person moves the mouse, the ball moves the rollers, and the rollers tell the next part what to do.
Uh-huh. Well, what is the next part?
It's called a logic board. It tells the computer where the person wants to go to on the screen.
Logic board?
Mm-hmm.
So all these little parts work together for the mouse to help the person using the computer.
That's right. Now she needs to put the top cover back on. She carefully lines it up and makes sure it's in place. And now she'll use this screwdriver because she needs to put two screws in to make sure it doesn't come apart.
How did she pick up that screw like that?
That's a special magnetic screwdriver that helps her hold the screw. You see how small the screw is?
Yes.
She makes sure it's tight.
There she's getting the second one. Ooh, it's such fun to watch that magnetic screwdriver.
It surely is. After she tightens the last screw, She puts the repaired mouse in a box and it's ready to go back to its owner.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome.
That mouse reminds me of my writing room.
That's where you keep your computer, right?
It is. Would you like to go in?
I'd like to.
Come along.
I'll follow you.
Right over this way.
Okay.
Right
here. Oh, I like this room. Oh, you have some books here?
Oh, you bet I did. You're welcome to sit down.
All right. And a computer. There's the computer mouse.
That's it.
You know, I like that painting.
Well, it's really made of seeds.
Seeds?
Yes, seeds and rice and lentils and all sorts of things all pasted together.
You mean a little musical note or some seeds?
Uh-huh.
And they put some glue and then they paste it up and there's a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's another picture.
Well, that's true.
May I try?
You're certainly welcome.
Now, let's see. Well, there's a familiar neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
Now, I'll move over here. How do you feel? Well, I feel fine.
Good.
Oh, here's Lady Elaine with her boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Daniel. Let's see what he does. Oh, he's waving. Now, there's the clock. Back and forth, tick-tock.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a mailbox. Let me see. It opens in some letters. Speedy delivery. I'll make it go fast. Open and close, open and close. Up and down, speedy delivery. You know something, as I'm doing this, reminds me of something.
What is it?
Do you have time to see something else today?
You mean on the computer?
No, on picture.
Oh, sure.
I have it right in my delivery bag. It's right here. It's a funny, fast film.
Oh, I like your funny, fast films.
Well, I'll show it to you.
Good, let's go take it.
Alrighty.
Funny, fast films.
Now, I have it right here in my delivery bag.
What kind is it?
It's a surprise.
Oh, a surprise.
Funny, fast film.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Funny, fast film.
That's right.
Just put it picture, right in picture. Here.
Yep.
And you'll
tell you all see. About it. Speedy delivery.
Oh, I like this one. You're going to mow the lawn, aren't you?
You guessed it. Here I go.
Well, it certainly is funny and fast. I mean, the way you go around with the mower and the moving of the furniture.
Well, yes, I like this old one. Well, I have more deliveries to make, but before I go, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. There you go.
Great speedy deliveries you
made. Oh, you know, I have an idea.
What?
The funny fast film gave me an idea. Suppose we sing the song very fast, the speedy delivery song very fast. Can we try that?
We can try, sure.
Okay, here we go.
If there's anything you want, McFeely's delivery brings it to you. Here is speed. Yes, speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery. There you go,
Mr. McFeely.
Will I have more deliveries? I enjoy making speedy deliveries, and I enjoy seeing films.
And we enjoy receiving them.
Well, speedy delivery to you. See you around the neighborhood. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. McFeely. Speedy delivery to you. Do you ever sing that song with Mr. McFeely? Anything you want, if there's anything you need. Yes, our speedy. Speedy delivery. Good. Speedy delivery to you. What was in this box? My computer mouse, wasn't it? And I brought this book with me today. And I'm going to leave it right here, so we'll be able to look at it as soon as I come back next time. I'll leave it right there. One sure thing, I'll be thinking of you even when I'm not here. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, don't we? Things to talk about and do together. You always make each day a special day for me by just your being yourself. Be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.